Blog Talk Radio.
What's happening, folks? Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Mark Hoffman. It's the Patriot Nation radio show right here on blogtalkradio.com/Patriot Nation. And, of course, on the live feed. Tonight we're going to be speaking with Preston C. Sharp. He's the young man you've seen sitting beside Melania Trump at the State of the Union address speech last Tuesday. You want to make sure you stick around and hear this. Of course, I have to play the ads, share the show. I ask you guys to all share the show. I'm waiting for Preston to call. I'm going to send him a little message right now, let him know that we're live, and we'll get him on here. Here I go. Ready? Where are you, buddy? All right, he's there. I see him. Preston, welcome to the show, my friend. Going to bring you in here in just a second, so stay right there on hold, because this is one of my favorite parts of the show, of course. I'm just going to skip the ad.
You are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Live, 347-637-3942.
All right. So, Super Bowl, who cares? Guys are disrespecting the flag and the veterans who died supporting that flag. I have no time for that. And being that this is the very last game of the year, and the Super Bowl happened yesterday, Philadelphia Eagles, of course, the winner, everybody knows. Nobody cares. Preston, I shared the live feed to your page, young man. And if you'll join me right now, we're going to honor the veterans. We're going to honor the flag, and we're going to honor our country. This will be the last show this year, doing it with the national anthem, opening and closing the show. We'll go back to closing the show with the national anthem. But I did this as my own little protest to the turds in the NFL that would disrespect our great nation, live on TV, making millions of dollars and taking a knee, a silly, silent protest, where they could take millions of dollars, take $1 million. Some of these guys have $10 million, $15, $20 million easy in 1 year to make $20 million, make $1 million, go out into the community and make a difference with $1 million. But no. So join me right now as we rise for the national anthem, as sung by my good friend Dave Bray, DaveBrayUSA.com. Check it out. Join me.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming. Hail the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
They have, folks, that's Dave Bray, DaveBrayUSA.com. Check it out. Go hit up his page. Buy some stuff. Get a red T-shirt for Red Fridays. And folks, please bear with me as I have come down with a horrific, horrific cold. My eyes are burning out of my head. I'm sniffling, sneezing, coughing, achy fever, all that stuff. Because being that I'm a recovering alcoholic, I don't drink NyQuil because it's 80 proof. So all that nighttime stuff, me sleepy, achy head, fever, so you can rest medicine is out the window for me. I get to like sniffle and sneeze and hack and cough and yeah, you know. Folks, I want to ask you also to check out LibertyRush.com. They are social media without the libtarded rhetoric, the lies, the bullcrap, the censoring. No jail time for you at LibertyRush.com. Say what you feel. You don't like Sharia law? You can say it. You like to say F Islam? You can say that too. At LibertyRush.com. Adults only, I would have to say at this time. It's probably a rated R site, but you can check it out. I want to say hello to everybody there on the live feed. Beverly's watching. My good friend Ed, Andy, Annie. Christopher's watching. Ray's watching. My old friend Mark is watching. Melissa's watching. Stacy's watching. Hello, Stacy. I'm going to miss the fungus tonight, but I got it ready to go, and I will watch it. I've been watching every Monday. I love it. Ladies and gentlemen, check out Cousin Fungus, cousinfungus.com. Check him out. Search him out on Facebook. Good stuff happening right there, Cousin Fungus. Ah, man, the good old days. We used to have some fun with that band, I'll tell you what. Again, LibertyRush.com, and don't forget, TheAmericanBrand.org. Without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, I want to welcome to the show our number one featured guest, Mr. Preston C. Sharp. Welcome to the show, young man. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing really good.
I hope my intro was good for you. I've been doing the national anthem twice a show, standing up. I honor the flag every show.
Yeah, it was amazing.
All right, man. So, bear with me. I've got a terrible cold today. So now, you're 10 years old, and you head on over to your grandfather's gravesite. Start right there and tell everybody. I know most of the people who listen to my show probably heard the story, but I'm sure there are folks who have not heard your story. So start right from the beginning.
Yeah. So Veterans Day of 2015, right after my 10th birthday, I went to a local cemetery in Reading. To honor my grandfather, who was in the Navy. And I went there thinking that it was Veterans Day and there was going to be flags out. There wasn't any flags out on the veterans' grave sites, and the veterans weren't getting honored, and the cemetery wasn't really well taken care of, and it just had high grass and everything. It just wasn't a great cemetery, and there was a good 4,000 veterans buried there. And my mom taught me, if you see something wrong, do something about it and not let it get worse. So that day, I placed over 40,000 flags and flowers out in Veterans Grave. And I also cleaned the stone. Need to be cleaned.
Right. Do you guys take, if you find a shabby cemetery, do you guys landscape it?
Yeah.
The whole place, like,
so,
you know, clean it up a little bit?
Yeah. When we go to a Veterans Grave site and there's like weeds over it, or if there's anything around it, or like leaves on top of it, we brush it off, we pull the weeds out, or we, yeah, we really try to help make the cemetery look good and honor our veterans for what they did for us, and it wouldn't be here if it wasn't for them.
Is your family of strong military background? Your phone broke up.
My grandpa was the only person in the service in our family.
Right. And same with my family. My father was the lone serviceman in our family. He served in the Korean War. And I have a friend of mine, a dear friend of mine, Susan Price. She's a writer, a healer. She will heal you. If you have ailments, she can help you. But her son, Gunnery Sergeant Aaron Michael Kenefick, was killed in action September 8, 2009 at the Ganj Gal ambush in Afghanistan. And we're going to dedicate this whole show to him tonight. It's his birthday. We want to wish him a happy birthday in heaven. We know that he's looking down on his mom right now. And he's with her at every moment. I know it. As those who love us and cross to the other side are with us. I believe they stay with us and welcome us to the gates of heaven when it's our turn. I want to dedicate this show to Gunnery Sergeant Aaron Michael Kenefick. Thank you, sir, for your service and your sacrifice. You too, Susan. Love you, my friend. Thanks for always listening and having my back. There you go. And if you want to find out his story, just Google it. It's a crazy story. It is Benghazi before Benghazi. So, did you do the FNF challenge today? I know you like to do. You wanted to be doing it every day. So I'm putting you on the spot. Uh-oh.
What?
Putting you on the spot. I said, did you do the FNF challenge today? You said you like to do it every day. So I'm putting you on the spot.
I had school today, so.
Yeah, I had work today. But I went out yesterday. And I completed the FNF challenge. Now, I went a step further. And I actually found red, white, and blue carnations instead of just a red one. I thought, I was digging through the flowers looking like, well, let me get a good one. I want to find the best one I could find. And lo and behold, there they were. So I placed the red, white, and blue carnations there at the gravesite of a fine World War I veteran. Folks, I implore that you get out and do yourself a favor. Dust off a veteran's site, pick some weeds if you have to, place a flag and a flower. We want this to happen every day across this country. It's like my good friend, Gail, who does Proposition USA, where she asks folks every day at 5 o'clock, wherever you may be, just go out and for 2 minutes or 5 minutes, wave a flag. Just wave a flag at the people going by. 5 minutes. What can it hurt? I'm guilty. I haven't done it many times, but I have done it. And I fly a flag every day at work. I'm the only guy at work. I have an American flag at my bench. I'm the only one. And that's scary. And that's why what you're doing is so important, because the flag is important. And the men who gave their life, the women who gave their life and limb to protect that flag and the Constitution that it waves over, must be honored. And it's really an honor to have you on the show tonight. Do you have any event? Do you guys do events like where you say, we're going to be at the cemetery, come join us. We got the flags. We're going to plant them. Come help us. Do you do stuff like that, Preston? I think we have a bad connection. Oh, wait, hold on. How do you get? Hold on, you're on hold. I don't know how the heck that happened. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the show. Preston, sorry, I looked up and your microphone was off. May I ask that question again so in case you didn't hear it? Do you guys throw events whereby tell people we're going to be at this cemetery tomorrow from 9 to noon, putting flags out, come join us and put a flag and a flower out?
Yeah, so I do that. I post that on my my website, PrestonSharp.net, and my Facebook page, Preston C. Sharp.
Right.
So I post, I'm going to be at the cemetery and where on both of those. And that's how people know where I am and when to come out. I'm doing the cemetery on the 16th. On the 17th, sorry. So
on the 17th, and where is that located? Where is that located?
It's.
I believe we have a bad connection. Yeah, we have a bad connection tonight, Preston. We're breaking up. Just repeat that if you can.
So,
Boise,
Idaho, on the 17th at Clear Creek Cemetery.
Clear Creek Cemetery, Boise, Idaho, on the 17th. They're going to be
yes at 9 a.m.
And what's the time?
9 a.m.
9 a.m. So you want to head out there if you're in the neighborhood. Some great fine Patriots are heading out there. I know some of the fine Patriots that'll be up there in Boise, Idaho, completing the Flag and Flower Challenge with Preston on the 17th of February. And then I heard possibly another event coming up maybe in April. Possibly.
Yeah, maybe. If I have the funds to do it, because in Washington, D.C., when I went there, I thought that I would get a lot more funds, but I didn't get that much. So I just need more funds to go to different cemeteries.
Right. And do you have a page where you solicit funds to purchase the flags and the flowers for the efforts that you guys do out there at the cemeteries?
Yeah, so I have my webpage, PrestonSharp.net, and I have a P.O. box.
And people can mail a check to the P.O. box if they want to help out?
Yeah. So my P.O. box is on my webpage.
All right. So you want to head over to Preston? What's the website again? PrestonSharp.net, folks. Head on over there and hit up the GoFundMe account. Find the P.O. box and flood it. Help this guy out. He's doing a great thing, putting flags and flowers and honoring our veterans. The kid is a very young, smart young man of 12 years old. Started this at the age of 10 and has planted 40,000 flags himself on the grave sites of our fine veterans who gave the ultimate sacrifice and some who didn't give the ultimate sacrifice. They just came home and lived a long life and are now laid to rest in a beautiful memorial cemetery somewhere. Please head on over to PrestonSharp.net and make a donation. Be great. It's P.O. Box 493792, Redding, California, 96049. Thank you, Mama Sharp. That comes from your mama, Preston, on the live feed.
Ma,
if you want to call in too, Ma, you can call in. It would be great to have you on the show. If you stick around 1 second, I'll play the number. Give a ring. Get a pen.
You are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Live, 347-637-3942.
That's PrestonSharp.net, P.O. Box 493-792, Redding, California, 96049. Fill up that P.O. Box, folks. Help this guy out. This is good stuff to see from such a young man who's actually stuck it out 2 years. When's the last time you've seen a 10-year-old stick something out for 2 years and be showing such dedication? The only one I know of that did that was maybe Michael Jackson. You know, started out in the Jackson 5 and then just worked his way up. You know, the guy made millions and he worked hard. And he started out as a little kid. And Preston's doing amazing things, ladies and gentlemen. He has posted over 40,000 flags in 2 years. That's pretty impressive. Do you have like a supplier for flags that you use? Is there someone that sponsors you for flags?
No, we just, from the funds that we get, we, buy the flowers and flowers online.
I'm sure we could probably find a flag distributor to get behind this effort. I think that would probably be an amazing thing, to have a flag distributor involved in the FNF challenge. What do you think about that plan?
That sounds great.
Yeah, we're going to have to look into that. I think we can make that happen somehow, some way, because what you're doing is a great thing. And I think we get them to sponsor you somehow. I don't know how we would go about that, but I'll tell you what. I'm going to contact the flag company here this week and see what they say, and I'll let you know. You know, we got to do what we can.
Yeah.
The FNF challenge, folks, make sure you get out and do it. If you remember a few years ago, we did the Take Back America Challenge where we stood out in front of the flag and did the Pledge of Allegiance and posted it to the Take Back America Challenge page. The same principle. Do your video, send it to Preston. Let him know that you're doing your thing and helping out and making this movement spread. Let's get this going coast to coast. I had this little idea, and I know how you want it to happen every day, and that's honorable. But a good way to bring awareness, national attention to the FNF Challenge would be, because I talk a lot to many veterans and groups all the time, and down here in Florida, my friend George, he runs Reads Across America. Kind of started out the same way. Guy had a bunch of wreaths left over. He went to Arlington and he was laying wreaths every year. He started laying them every year. And one day it just took off. He took a really cool picture. People saw it and it took off. Wreaths Across America happens, you know, right around Christmas. I think it would probably be a really cool idea to do Flags Across America as the kickoff every year to the campaign to make sure that the FNF Challenge happens every day. And I would say, like, Memorial Day, the day that we memorialize our veteran that gave the ultimate sacrifice, would be awesome. Flags Across America Day on Memorial Day. Everybody has off. Everybody has, it's always a beautiful day. How awesome would it be to kick off every year the FNF Challenge on Memorial Day? I think it would be amazing. We should try to work that out, too. I think that'd be amazing.
Yeah, that'd be amazing. But
then you could have groups in every state.
Instead of Memorial Day, I think Veterans Day would be better, because Veterans Day honors our active duty military, and I think it should honor our fallen and active duty military.
Yes, indeed. Absolutely. Well, you know, it could motivate the active duty or the veterans that are around still that have made it, and they can go out and do an FNF challenge to, say, their battle buddy that they lost on a battlefield. They go out and do the FNF challenge on their friends or their family members. You know, many of us have family members who are military members that passed away. That's how this got started. Preston's grandfather, he went to see his family member's gravestone and pay respects. And he saw the trashed, shabby-looking memorial garden and decided that it would probably be smart to honor these people and clean the mess. It's really amazing. It's really amazing. I'm so honored to have you on. I want to thank you so much for coming on this show and giving me your time. I'm very, very honored and proud to have made your acquaintance here in the last week.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. We're gonna keep promoting the FNF Challenge. Consider making a Facebook group page where everybody can post their videos. That's what I did with the Take Back America Challenge. Our friend John Wolf DeVere, he did the first Take Back America Challenge, and we all ran with it. We took it like the Philadelphia Eagles and ran it to the end zone. Except they beat the Patriots. Nobody beats Patriots. Patriots always win. You know, that's how we got our country. The Patriots fought, bled, and died. Great veterans. We have multitudes of veterans across this country, in Confederate grave sites, in Union grave cemeteries, in regular cemeteries, Catholic cemeteries, Jewish cemeteries. There are veterans in memorial cemeteries across the country. My father will be buried with his wife when his time comes, and it won't be in a memorial cemetery. And I hope that we can get something to honor him on his gravestone that commemorates his service to our nation in the Korean War, as every veteran should be honored for their service and sacrifice. And you can never forget the families, because part of that sacrifice is done by the families as their sons and daughters go overseas to the battlefields in the world and put themselves in harm's way so they can defend this flag that we so love. And sometimes they pay the ultimate sacrifice. And so people come up with things like the FNF Challenge. What is your goal, say, in 5 years for the FNF Challenge?
Well, My goal ultimately is to have flags out on Veterans Day in every Veterans Cemetery on Veterans Gravesite. So that's my ultimate goal.
Excellent. Folks, flags across America. Flags and flowers across America. This Veterans Day, I think we should kick it off with a huge, huge effort and get flags and flowers across this nation in all 50 states in as many memorial and veteran grave sites as we can find. I think that would be an amazing effort. If you're on board and you want to do it, folks, send some thumbs up on the page. Hit me up. Hit up Preston's page. Go to PrestonSharp.net. Go there. Let's do this. Let's make an event. We got some great people backing this effort. I talked to a bunch of people. They actually, when they saw that I did it, they all contacted me. And they were talking about, they went out to Preston's house and they spent some days there. And she's probably listening right now. So Sergeant Mo, if you're listening, what's up? Hope you're out there listening to this great show. Tonight we're honoring Preston's efforts. But, yeah, Sergeant Mo, and you met Dwayne Emmer. What did you think of Dwayne, huh? Heck of a guy.
Yeah, he's amazing.
Can you believe, you know, you heard his story now. Can you believe that's happening in America?
Yeah,
pretty shocking.
So shocking. I can't believe that's happening.
You know, as our veterans and our young men and women are fighting for our Constitution and our freedom, certain aspects of our federal law enforcement divisions are corrupt and violating people's civil rights and doing crazy things like Uranium One deal and trying to steal the cows from the Bundys over in Nevada. It's all tied together. It's all tied together. It was an effort to make an example of fine patriotic Americans. And they thought they were going to run into a bunch of hillbilly cowboys out, or, you know, redneck cowboys out in the desert. And they didn't think they were going to be faced with educated, smart, constitutional Americans who knew their rights. They didn't expect that. And it's really important to have one of these. This Constitution that is the rule of law over our republic is so vital to the survival of this country. And Preston, I hope you have a couple of constitutions ready, on the ready at all times. They're very important, especially when you're out in the public eye. People are going to start trying to harass you, and you should always have your rights in your pocket. You can get a pocket constitution pretty much anywhere. I bet you have one. You went and saw Sergeant Mo and Dwayne. They probably gave you a couple. They always have them. Do you got one? Preston?
Yeah, I have a poster.
Yeah, I got one. I got them on the wall, too. And, you know, that nowadays they're trying not to teach the kids how to read cursive writing so that they can't read that document. Ain't that something? That's what I believe is happening. They don't want to teach you guys how to read and write cursive so you can't understand the document. And they don't teach the Constitution in school anymore because if you don't know you have rights, you don't know they're being stolen. That's scary, but that's what they do. They keep you in the dark. They keep leading you down the path of do what I say, not as I do. And they don't tell you have rights. You got to find out for yourself now. When I went to school, they taught us that we had rights. We learned about the Tea Party. They teach that in history class still where you go to school? History and revolution.
Sorry, I didn't hear that. What?
I was wondering if in the school you go to, that they still teach history and the Constitution.
Oh, yeah, they do.
Wow. And you're out in California, and they're teaching the Constitution. And that's a shock, folks, because we see what's really happening in California. I mean, Hollywood is just, I mean, I love to watch movies too, but those people have lost their minds, and they obviously don't respect our country and our veterans. Some of them do. Like Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch. I love that guy. He's awesome. Oh, excuse me. So, what's the next? You doing something this weekend? You're gonna go out and do some F&F challenge? Do you encourage your friends? Do you talk about it at school? What do the kids at school say about the F&F challenge?
Well, all my friends have done it, so yeah, they just have all done it and helped me, and they don't. Some of my kids just. And they don't really get why, like, I honor.
You broke up there really bad. You're breaking up, Preston.
Best friend.
Preston, you broke up totally. We didn't hear anything you said. We got kind of a bad connection. But I believe what he said is that he's getting a lot of support in school, and a lot of the kids have done it. Now, this is out in California, folks, so California's not lost. There's hope in California, and it goes by the name of Preston Sharp. Kid's a rock star right now. You're pretty popular in school, ain't you?
Yeah.
Especially now that you made a national TV and everybody's seen you across the whole country. Few million people seen that. How's that? How'd that feel sitting next to the first lady? That had to be pretty amazing. Is she as good looking in person as she is on the television?
Yeah, she's amazing. And when I was sitting next to her, I just couldn't believe I was there. It was so shocking. And that was an amazing experience.
I can imagine. And those are hallowed halls of Congress, you know, and a lot of things are shaking at it. Think of the history of that very room you were sitting in. The people that sat in those chairs in the past. That's unbelievable in itself, huh? How did that feel?
Yeah, it was insane there. I had no clue when I started Flags of Flowers that I would even go to anything like this, like to say it's so important.
Pretty amazing. So now you guys are sitting around having dinner and the email comes. How did that go over when the email first arrived and you guys read the email and you're looking at it going, holy moly.
Yeah, we were just so excited that we were going back to Washington, D.C. The VA flew us in September to go down there and speak in front of a meeting for me to tell the story. And we got the email and we were just so excited, like we couldn't believe it, and it was just insane.
It's amazing. Did you get to meet a lot of people? How many people did you meet that you can say you can remember?
Yeah, so I met the president, the vice president, the first lady, the second lady, the undersecretary of the VA, and the secretary of the VA.
Wow, huh? That's amazing. So do you see yourself possibly getting into politics, or is it something you want to avoid, like the plague?
I don't really know yet what I want to do, but maybe.
Right now, just be a kid. It's fun.
Yeah.
So I miss it. I still act like a kid. I may be an old fart, as they say, but that's only the shell. The inside's like a 12-year-old. I'm your age, actually. You know, I like to run, jump, play, and have fun like a kid. I don't like sit around like a boring old fart.
Yeah.
You know? Got to have a good time, man. Fly the flag and laugh. Go to the beach. Go to the park. Ride the merry-go-round. It's fun. You know? Well, how about your teachers? What do your teachers say? They must be pretty impressed, huh?
Wait, sorry, what? You broke up there.
Sorry, I said, how do you, what do your teachers say? They must be pretty proud. What are they saying?
They're really happy that I went there, and they happy for me, and they were just super excited when I came back, asked me questions. It was just, couldn't believe
awesome.
It.
So if I ask people to call in and they call in, you want to take a question from a listener?
Sure.
Ladies and gentlemen, Preston C. Sharp of the Flag and Flower Challenge will be willing to say hello to you and take a call. So if you are out there, take a pen.
You are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Live, 347-637-3942.
That's right, folks. 347-637-3942. 347-637-3942. Give us a call, and we'll bring you on and let you talk to Preston. He's a very impressive young man. And you don't usually find 12-year-old guys dedicated like this. Usually the attention span is about like that. You know, they do it for a little while, little tiny attention span, and they do it for a little bit, and they stop. Preston's been doing this for 2 years. Two. Started at 10. That's dedication. Your mom and dad, what do they say? They must be really proud themselves. Huh? That was your mom sitting next to you with Melania. I want to say hello to your mom. She's watching on the live feed. Hi, Mom. Or she was, anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, my mom raised me, so it's just amazing to be sitting next to the First Lady and sitting next to my mom at the State of the Union. It was amazing.
That's awesome. Have you been getting a lot of interview requests and stuff like that since you've been on the State of the Union? And how much of a boost has the FNF challenge had because of it?
Yeah, so we've had a lot of interview people trying to get me to be interviewed, and my Facebook has increased a lot. My Instagram has increased a lot. It's just my social media is insane. I'm getting a lot of support and a lot of donations, and it's been good. Just not as much donations as I could go do another cemetery. I do have enough to do Boise, Idaho.
Awesome. Hallelujah. So, folks, you want to go head on over to Preston's page, PrestonSharp.net, and make a donation. You can mail a check to P.O. Box at P.O. Box 493-792, Redding, California, 96049, to support the Flag and Flower Challenge and help this young man spread flags across this country on our fine veterans who are now passed and should be honored. So that's right, PrestonSharp.net, and of course, P.O. Box 493-792, Redding, California, 96049. Fill that P.O. box up. Let's help this kid out. Let's get this FNF challenge. I did my FNF challenge in the rain, folks. It's an event you can do in the sun, the rain, the sleet, the snow. You could be like the mailman. Be out there and plant the flag and a flower. Because you know the mailman comes when it's slow, snowing, raining, sleeting, doesn't matter, freezing. Mailman's there. So if he can do it, we can go out there for a minute, say thank you, sir, for your service and your sacrifice, plant the flag and a flower. You can do it. Preston did it. He's been doing it for 2 years. He did it 40,000 times. So now it's your turn. And make sure you post your video. I'm telling you, when I did mine, I couldn't believe how many people were thankful and appreciated what I did. It was amazing. I got so many responses. And so many people reached out to me and thanked me for just doing it. And if you like to make people feel good, it's that simple. honor a veteran, post the video. I mean, what's some of the positive feedback that you get? Because I know what I got. You're the guy who started this. What's the best positive feedback so far that you've gotten?
Oh, wow. There's been so many. Like, there's one person who was saw me on TV on the State of the Union, and he lives in a town next to me, and he wants to give me his Congressional Honor Award. And
wow.
He was so proud of me, and it was just, it's super cool. And it's an honor for him to let me have that and donate
That's
to
amazing.
Me so I could put it on my wall that I have my important stuff.
That's awesome. So I'm just trying to find something here on my board. This is one of my favorite tunes by my friend Dave Bray. And he's a veteran. He was in the Navy, got out of the Navy, joined the Marines. The guy's amazing. He's a great singer, and he did Amazing Grace, which is an awesome tune. And I want to play it in honor of our veterans, and I want to play it in honor of Gunnery Sergeant Aaron Michael Kenefick, who was killed in action September 8th, 2009, in the Ganjgal ambush in Afghanistan. And if you want this song and you want to have it, you like it, DaveBrayUSA.com. Check it out. Amazing Taps, Amazing Grace, as sung by Dave Bray. Hey, Annette. There you have it, folks. That's Dave Bray and his version of Amazing Grace fused with Taps. Really good stuff. You want to hear that and more, DaveBrayUSA.com. Of course, as you can tell, we love Dave Bray at Patriot Nation Radio. Preston, I have another fine American standing up for our veterans and bringing awareness to veteran suicide on the line. Annette, welcome to the show. Say hello to Preston C. Sharp of the F&F Challenge.
Hi, Preston.
Hi.
So, Preston, what Annette has got going on is she is putting on a benefit concert on March 3rd in Sebring, Florida, called Project 65. Annette, why don't you tell the folks a little bit about Project 65 and what you're doing to bring awareness to veterans?
Absolutely. Well, Project 65 is it's a benefits concert to raise awareness and funds for veterans and active duty soldiers that have committed suicide due to PTSD or other invisible injuries. And it kind of came about because we've lost several of our friends. You know, I come from a military family, spouses in the military, and it's just happening way too often. And the VA says it's 22 a day, but that's only documented veterans that are in the VA system. So we know it's a lot higher than that. And you hear about like the Challenge 22 and N22, but they're really not doing a whole lot other than they are bringing awareness to it, but they're not doing anything as far as raising funds and trying to help the people that are battling these issues. So we're doing an all-day benefits concert, free to the public. We're having some speakers there. Mark's going to be there with the radio station, his radio station here, and we're having some people from Texas here, a bunch of bands. It's going to be family-friendly. We're going to have auctions, trying to raffle off money, and some of the money is going to the Lone Survivor Foundation because they kind of do what we want to do here on a national level, and the money that we have will go to having veterans that have these issues that don't feel comfortable going to the VA or aren't getting the right help from the VA, get them therapy and help they need to get them past this hurdle of depression and PTSD and issues like that. So, we definitely love it. Everybody can come and enjoy some music, some food, and just some fellowship, bringing that camaraderie back for the brotherhood. We're expecting 4,000 to 5,000 people, and, you know, we just really want to rattle some doors and make it known that that we're not going to keep putting up with these numbers, that they need to do something to bring it down.
Yes,
that's what we're hoping to do.
And how can people find Project 65 benefit concert?
Project 65, we're on Facebook. It's called Veterans First. That's our nonprofit organization. It's Veterans 1ST. They can go by, you shared it, so you can get it off of yours. Also, we're online, Veterans First Corp. It's just a .com. But we're on that. There's information, but mainly on Facebook. We're posting most of it on Facebook. You might hear about us on the radio, newspaper. We're trying to get it out there. Pretty much the whole state of Florida. We're reaching Florida, Georgia, that area.
Excellent. And that's in Sebring, Florida,
mm-hmm.
March 3rd, Circle Park Drive, Sebring, Florida, 33870. That's right here in the good old United States of America. Starts at 9 a.m. and goes straight on through to 10. Patriot Nation Radio is going to be there. We're going to maybe introduce a band or do something nice, shake hands, say hello to everybody. And my good friend Tony German and the Combat Veterans Memorial Truck will be down there hopefully too. Hopefully he's going to make it. He says he's going to make it. He put it on his calendar. It's in the Guinness Book of World Records now for signatures on a vehicle. So that's pretty cool. You gotta want to search him out too, Tony German on Facebook. Just the way it sounds. And you can type in "Combat Veterans Memorial Truck." It'll come in. It'll come up. You'll see it. Good stuff. That's March 3rd from 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Circle Park Drive, Sebring, Florida. Be there or be square. How's that? Pretty good.
That's right.
Huh? Radio stuff's fun. You know, I have a good time doing this. And I also, Preston had to go, but I want to plug his stuff one more time before the show ends here. It's Preston C. Sharp on Facebook. Go out, do the FNF challenge, send it to him, send him the video, post it. And if you want an interview with him, you ain't getting one unless you do the challenge. That's it. We're putting our foots down here. No challenge, no interview. Excuse me. Dying, I'm cold here. Oh, boy. But you want to fill up his P.O. box, ladies and gentlemen, with donations. So send your donations to P.O. Box 493-792, Redding, California, 96049. You can find that actual address at PrestonSharp.net. So get on out, find them, do your challenge, bring awareness. The veterans, we can never let what happened after Vietnam happen again. We swore it wouldn't happen. And by God, it's happening, but not by choice, just because of incompetence, red tape, and bureaucracy at the VA. Not because the people have turned their backs. I speak to so many people. Everybody I know loves veterans. The VA is just screwed up, and they're making bad mistakes. You know, and because I know for sure there's many, many people that back our veterans. And I can't believe that the treatment from the VA, and I'm sure it happened over time. It wasn't done on purpose. They didn't mean it to get like this, but through incompetence, laziness, and downright evil, the VA is a wreck. Our current president's working on it. God bless him. He's trying real hard. They're trying. The president's trying. It's the first time in my lifetime, I don't know about you, Annette, that I've ever seen a president go on a campaign for a year. Say, I'm going to do this, 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 and this. And when they swear him in, the next day he's already starting to do that, 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 and that. It's amazing. Have you ever seen anything like that in your life? I have never seen it. From a school board member, the county commissioner, nowhere. Not one politician, anywhere. Actually, step by step, said what he was going to do and did it, except for Donald Trump. Amazing. You like him or you hate him. God admit, he said what he's going to do, and he's doing it. God bless him. Man, we had a really tragic incident here recently. I guess it was yesterday. Illegal alien decided he's going to go for a drive here after being deported two times already. And then we have fine football player for the Indianapolis Colts. He's taking an Uber. Somebody don't feel so good. They pull over. He's outside of the car. And this gentleman decides to drive down the same highway. And he hits the car and kills the football player and the Uber driver. It's crazy. It is absolutely crazy that this could have been avoided. 37-year-old Manuel Orego Zavala was using the alias Alex Cabrera Gonzalez when he was arrested for killing a player from the Indianapolis Colts. You know, I'm going to read it here. The statement from the Colts. Although we will continue to promote. Oh, sorry, that's the wrong thing. I don't want to read that part. Where'd it go? Here it is. Well, they had pulled over to the side of the road, and because Jackson had become ill, so the police say Orego Zavala hit Jackson and Monroe just before 4 a.m. in a black Ford F-150. One victim was thrown from the crash into the center lane of I-70 and was run over by an Indiana State police officer who's responding to the crash. And Orego Zavala tried to flee the scene and was caught later on the ramp to Holt Road by an Indiana State police officer. And it appears that he had been drinking, and he had a blood alcohol level of 0.08 or higher. And he's charged, and they got him. This guy's been deported twice before, and it really, some folks believe that your time is your time. I believe that, but I believe maybe if this guy wasn't on the road, the football player would be alive today. Just my own thoughts. And my wife, she disagrees. She's the one that believes that your time is your time, whether it's an illegal alien driving down the road drunk, hitting you, or you fall over and have a heart attack. Your time is your time. And that's just what some people believe it that way. And that's cool, too. But I believe this is a preventable crime, a preventable death, simply by you don't even have to do anything. No more immigration policy. Enforce the laws that we have on the books right now, and these guys are alive today. I want to thank my friend Rob over at Liberty Rush for sharing that article with me. LibertyRush.com, folks, head on over to LibertyRush.com, social media, without the libtarded rhetoric. I love that line. I love that saying in our ad. I'm going to play it, and then I'm going to wrap up the show. Folks, I got a great show this Thursday. You want to make sure you tune in. But let's see what we got here. I think it's the first ad.
Thank you for listening to Patriot Nation Radio, 347-637-3942.
Attention conservatives, big social media is targeting conservatives like you and me in an effort to silence us and the truth. The free speech social media that you have waited for is here at LibertyRush.com. No longer do you have to be distracted by fake news. Join the war on fake news at LibertyRush.com. The official alternative with no libtard rhetoric. Guaranteed. LibertyRush.com.
So you want to head out to LibertyRush.com. I'm going to tell you what we got going on this week. My next show, Thursday. If you haven't seen it yet, you want to check it out. It's called Vaxxed Del Bigtree. He's going to be on. He's going to be telling us what's up with the flu epidemic. Now, he had sent out some people. They were somewhere. I forget exactly where it was. Maybe Mississippi. And they were hearing, oh, man, we have dispatched extra doctors. We have built tents. We are getting unbelievable amounts of people coming in with the flu. And we're backed up, and we're turning away ambulances and this and that and the other thing. And so Dell sent a couple people out to check it out, you know. And guess what? There's nothing there. The rooms were empty. There's nobody there. We're going to talk about it this Thursday. The vaccine scam, the flu vaccine scam, and the fear-mongering by the pharmaceuticals and the physicians and the doctors to make you go out and get a flu shot. These guys are discovering all kinds of things in these vaccines, too, like aborted fetus cells in vaccines. There's crazy stuff going on. You want to check out High Wire with Del Bigtree. Search it out. He's got a great show. They're talking about it all the time. He'll be on 8 p.m. Thursday, right after A Conservative's Perspective with my boy, the captain himself, James Bostic, starting at 7. His show is two nights a week, Tuesdays and Thursdays, 7 p.m. Eastern. My show is two nights a week, Mondays and Thursdays, 8 p.m. Eastern. And our good friend, Gonzalo Duran, he's Vet Talk with Sergeant Gonzalo Duran, is going to be coming back up here, going to be starting a slow. He was hurt in a car wreck. He's had some surgery. But his show is going to be coming back. He's looking at starting out probably, I think, once a month. He's hurt. He's in physical therapy. He's doing all kinds of things to get back on his feet. You want to check out Vet Talk with Sergeant Gonzalo Duran. Is going to be coming back up here real soon. So that's it. I want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight, and we're going to – this is our last two National Anthem show. The football season's over, and we're going to do this here one more time. And from now on, after this show, we'll be doing it at the end of the show. So this is the live version, as recorded by Dave Bray in Pittsburgh, a cappella. Please join me as we rise for our national anthem. I want to thank everybody for tuning in, but I'll be back right after the national anthem to thank you. So here we go. Please remove your hats, place your hands on your hearts, and join me as we do the national anthem.
That's what I'm talking about. We're going to sing it together. You ready? Come on, Pittsburgh. Are you ready?
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming? Whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming.
This is another episode of the Patriot Nation Radio Network. My good friend Rob from back in the day, Rob up in New York. I think he's down here in the Sunshine State. But we all grew up on the island, many of us, Long Island. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. That was Dave Bray, DaveBrayUSA.com. As you can tell, I say it again, we support Dave Bray and his music. He is America's most patriotic rocker. And he likes to do things like Project 65. So maybe call Becky Bray, tell her to show up at, to tell Dave to show up at Project 65 concert benefit to sing the national anthem. Why not? That would be amazing. Annette, I want to thank you for coming on and promoting your event. It's been an honor. Preston C. Sharp, folks, search him out. PrestonSharp.net. And he's got a P.O. box. We're going to get to that P.O. box here 1 second. It is P.O. Box 493-792, Redding, California, 96049. Fill it with checks. Fill it with support. Help this young man out. PrestonSharp.net. Good night, folks. God bless you. God bless America. And I made it. Sick and all. Woo! Love yous all. Without you, there's no show. Good night.